Good morning, everybody. Just a little bit of context. We got about 7 inches of snow here in Taos last night. It is a winter world here. Very cold and lots of snow. See, if we had a live retreat, you'd all be experiencing it. That's why I'm sharing it with you. Or in person is the better word, in person retreat. We'd be enjoying the snow. So this morning, the instructions and reflection are coming from Stephen Levine. Stephen Levine is no longer alive, but he wrote many books, and this particular reflection and instruction comes from his book called Healing into Life and Death. And this is from an excerpt from the chapter called Stopping the War. So settling into your seat. And spend just a few moments right now connecting with the breath at your Anapana spot. Allowing the body, heart, and mind to relax. And bringing a mindful attention into the body. In a very simple way, the posture, sitting, touch points. Back to breath. And opening the ear doors, receiving sound, receiving these words from Stephen Levine through my voice. Some years ago, during the Korean War, Paul Reps, the longtime meditator and writer, was trying to gain entrance into Japan so that he might spend some time studying and practicing at a Zen monastery in Kyoto. But at this time, Japan was being used as a military staging ground for the air battle and troop movement to the Korean War. Non-military Westerners were not given visas. Filing the necessary documents with the Asian immigration officer, he was told it would not be possible for him to visit Japan as he was not militarily allied. Sitting opposite the immigration officer, he turned his visa request over and on the back wrote, "Making a cup of green tea. I stopped the war." And handed it back to the official across the desk. The immigration officer took a long look at the poem, reading it silently to himself, "Making a cup of tea. I stop the war." Turning the paper over, he initialed approval for Rep's entry into Japan. And looking up, he said, "We need more people like you in our country right now." What does it mean to make a cup of green tea that stops the war? Reps wasn't being clever. He was being real. He was speaking of meeting the incessant struggle for control, our long conditioned inner conflicts with something other than old minds' ways of violence and victory, of merciless and inner strife. To make a cup of tea that doesn't continue the war, that doesn't deepen the conflict, the impatience, the waiting, the desires for things to be otherwise. One simply lets the water boil. Have we ever simply let the water boil? Have we ever simply been there standing in the body with nowhere else to go, open to just this much? Or are we thinking water boiling, expecting it to boil, imagining it to boil, impatient if it's not boiling? Have you ever boiled a cup of water without goals, without needing the water to be different, without waiting? Waiting is war. Impatience is war. The moment is unsatisfactory and there's no peace to be found. The war continues in the mind, the urgency that the moment is not enough. And where's my cup of tea? Making a cup of tea, I feed the war. More conflict, more an idea of how things should be, and less space for how things are. Not leaning into the next moment, not struggling to create a satisfactory present, we sense how in just this much is all we'll ever need. Sitting at the table noticing, "Wow, would I like a cup of tea?" Noticing how the mind body thinks a cup of tea would taste so good right now. Watching the motivation to create tea, not "I have to have a cup of tea right now." This is war, the frozen waters of demanded pleasure. That is more tension, more conflict, the same old stuff. Noticing standing up from the table. Noticing walking to the cabinet. Noticing expectation. Expectation is war. Expectation is suffering. Expectation is disappointment. But instead, just being there, no conflict. Not rummaging through the various parcels of tea to discover that which would most stimulate the palate, but instead letting the tea choose you, allowing the tea to come into your hand instead of grasping at it. Making a cup of green tea, I stop the war. Watching, noticing, tasting the desire for tea as the hand extends to the teapot, feeling the cold metal of the teapot handle in the warm flesh of the hand, feeling the texture of the handle. Nothing else to do, nowhere else to be, just this moment forever, just this suchness. Feeling the floor beneath your feet as you walk to the sink. The arm extending, feeling the weight of the teapot as the hand reaches toward the faucet. Feeling the cold of the faucet, receiving the cold. Nothing else need be otherwise. The sound of water as it splashes into the pot. Noticing how the sound changes as the pot fills. Watching the expectation of full pot, noticing the subtle fear that the water might overflow. Reaching up to turn off the cold water, feeling the condensation of the hand on the handle, hearing the creak of the washer as the hand closes off the water flow. The hand moving to the handle, feeling the musculature of the fingers as it curls around, the extended arm now carrying greater weight than a moment before, as the full pot is moved to the stove. Hearing the pop of gas as it ignites beneath the teapot, perhaps feeling the heat as it curls around the pot and reaches the hand. Noticing the hand withdraw. Noticing too any subtle fear of being burned. Staying fully in the moment. Nothing extra. Nothing of the past dragged into the present to filter this moment. Just the moment as it is. Just standing. Just the sound of the air bubbles released from the cold water as it heats. Feeling the legs lifting and moving as they walk across the room toward the tea canister. The eyes touching the canister. Noticing recognition. Noticing desire. The canister in hand, the glass bottle cold. Tea and I are here, nothing else. Feeling the muscles as they lift the bottle of tea from the kitchen counter, hearing the clink of the glass as it's removed from the tile, just this much. Turning the top of the canister of tea, feeling the muscles, the extensors and flexors in the arm, feeling the fingers, feeling the different textures between the glass and the metal lid. Opening, the aroma of green tea in the nostrils, just sniffing the tea, just appreciation. Spoon in dark tea, shiny, the present moment received as it is, no war, no being elsewhere, all of it right now. Putting tea in cup, clink of spoon. Hand retracting, moving back to the kitchen chair, feeling the knees bend, feeling the weight of gravity on the body, feeling the cushions come up to support this heavy body, hearing the water boiling, nothing else to do but be, then steam. The mind's intention to stand, to take the water to the tea, just water boiling, just standing, just a handle felt now in the warm, not felt now warm in the hand, just the muscles pulled on by the weight of the full pot, just the feet against the floor, walking to the table, just the pot put down safely where nothing will burn or be scorched. Noticing the intention, feeling the changes in the musculature of the arms as the pot is tilted towards the cup. Just the feeling of the pot getting lighter as the water mixes with the tea. Just steam rising, just tea. Nothing to be otherwise. Just the feel of the cold spoon in the hand. Just the sound of the spoon as it whisks the tea through the water. Just the fragrance of the tea steeping. Each moment received as it is. Sufficient. Not drinking tea that is not yet made. Not more war, just this much. Just the extraordinary spaciousness of nothing having to be any other way than it is. Standing there. You can't wait patiently. You are either waiting or you are patient. Patience is peace. Waiting is war. Not waiting for tea, not waiting for anything, not even waiting for this story to be over. Listening to this story, do you stop the war or do you continue it? Is this moment not quite enough? Or is it all of it? How much of this moment are you experiencing? Just recognizing that tea is done. Not, oh, a cup of tea at last. Just a cup of tea. Just another opportunity for healing. Just the hand reaching out to receive the handle of the cup. Just noticing hot. Noticing texture and fragrance. Just a cup of tea. Just this moment in newness. Just the hand touching the cup. Just the arm retracting. The fragrance increasing as the cup nears the lips. So present. Noticing the bottom lip receiving the heat from the cup. The top lip arching to receive the fluid within. Noticing the first taste of tea before the tea even touches the lips, the fragrance and heat rising into the mouth. The first noticing of flavor, the touch of warm tea on willing tongue. The first noticing of flavor. The tongue moving the tea about in the mouth. The intention to swallow. The warmth that extends down into the stomach. What a wonderful cup of tea. The tea of peace, of satisfaction. Drinking a cup of tea. I stop the war. And now let's just sit silently together for the rest of this sit. May all of the wholesome energies and the fruits that manifest through this day's practice serve with immeasurable impartiality, without bias, without prejudice, towards the welfare, the happiness, and the awakening of all beings, everywhere, which of course includes ourselves.